Good morning. Today's daf in Baba Kama is Gimel, second day of the Masechta. Yesterday we opened up with introducing ourselves to the world of Nezikin. We talked about damages. Damages that are created. We're focusing primarily on property damages. Now, when I say property damages, so again, for those of you who are in the insurance business, so you're going to get confused. I'm not in the insurance business. I'm already confused. But in other words, I say property damages. I mean your property doing damages. Your property going out there and damaging other people, either other people, other people's property, one of the two. So in other words, so we talk about property damage, I mean your property doing damages. And what we learned back in the Mishnah is that our Bavos and Zika, there are four categories. Now, the way I just presented the Mishnah is going to work out great according to Shmuel, but according to Rav, it's not going to work out that great. Now, we haven't been introduced yet to Rav and Shmuel. So what you can do right now is you can ignore that comment, and later this morning you can go back and you can revisit that comment. You can be like, oh, it makes sense. But anyway, but according to Shmuel, Mamish, it's so good. Meaning the Mishnah really is organized in that it's talking about property damage. Your property going out and damaging. As I mentioned yesterday, here as we open up the Masechta and talk about Nezikin, we talk about Baba Kama. So it's Mamish, the entire Masechta is surmised in the sentence of, and here I'm going to get it right today, and that is that you break it, you pay for it. In other words, it's that simple, right? You damage, you pay for it, but that's the simplicity of it. And that's a gross oversimplification. Because as we're going to learn together, so within the world of Nezikin, so there are going to be various categories. And within each category, so there is each category has its own set of laws. And so therefore, it's important to know what the categories are, what this particular damage fits into which particular category, and then you can apply the laws that are specific to that particular category. Okay, so what are the categories? So, when we talk about your property going out and damaging, so the Mishnah introduced us to four categories. Now, the numbering is going to get a little bit tricky, and even in yesterday's daf, I don't want to confuse because, as everybody knows, my primary goal is to be as straightforward as possible and be as clear as possible. But even in yesterday's daf, it was a little confusing, right? The Mishnah told us that there are arba avos nezikin. Then we saw a brisa yesterday that when it comes to shur, there are three avos when it comes to shur. Okay, so in other words, there's a number four, there's a number three, and so we're good. So as far as the numbers are concerned, so the numbering is going to get a little bit tricky, but okay, if we just put the numbers aside for a moment and just focus on your property doing damage, what properties of yours is going on doing damages? So number one, the animals. Okay, so you know all the animals that I own. Okay, so I happen to own zero animals, and much to the disappointment of my children, I'm still going to say no to the purchasing of a dog. That I've been steadfast on that for years, and God willing, I'm going to stay steadfast on that. And it gets tricky because I really like dogs, but no, I'm not taking that responsibility. So anyway, so all the animals that we own. So the animals that we own. So when they go out in the damage, so that's one way in which my property can go out and damage. Now, so that's number one. Number two, and within the world of animals, animals are going to be subdivided. I'll get back to that in just a moment. Number two is my fire. You know, I like grilling. It happens to be true. And so what happens now when I'm grilling, and so I got the fire in my backyard, and then I'm not careful, I'm not responsible, and that, God forbid, that fire spreads now. So that fire is spreading, that's my property doing damages. That's number two. And then number three is going to be the boar. Okay, so the boar is I make a pit in Rishus Arabim, and somebody falls into the pit and gets hurt, or their property falls into the pit, their animal falls into the pit, and that gets hurt. So that's another form of my property doing damage. Now, later in the Masechta that we're going to talk about, that one's an interesting one. Because that pit that I dug in the middle of the Rishus Rabbim, is it mine? Do I financially own that pit? No. But meanwhile, ownership, right. Ownership over here basically translates as that I'm going to have full responsibility and liability for any damage that's caused by that pit that I created. So even though it's not mine, but it's mine. Okay, and if that makes sense, great. And if not, just think about it more because it's true, right? So those are your basic categories of my property that does damage. Now, you'll remember yesterday in the Mishnah, so what we had? We had four categories. Well, the way I presented it, it's a little bit funny. How do you read the Mishnah? So we're going to come back to that. That's a point that we're going to try to unpackage a little bit later on, how to understand the four categories of our Mishnah. Wait, and if you remember, what's the question mark of our Mishnah? Mave. Mave is really the question mark. What is Mave? So again, stay tuned because in today's daf we're gonna start to unpackage that. Okay. Then on top of that, within the world of Shur, my animal's now doing damage. So what do we do? So what we did yesterday, we're going to continue to do today, is we're going to take animal and we're going to divide that into three categories. Animal can be divided into three categories. Not can be. It is divided into three categories. So category number one is Karen. Okay, and that's the horn of the animal. So every animal has horns. Both male and female animals have horns. Right? Remember yesterday, I taught you only because I learned that the female animals, so they remove the horns from the female animals. So we're used to seeing the female cows not having horns. Okay, there's a reason why. Not because they don't have horns. They do. Okay, so the so the animal has horns, and what the animal does is the animal lowers its head, and it gores. And it either damages either me or my property. So that's Karen. Each of these categories has its own set of rules. We're going to go over each one of them, you know, over the course of this Masechta. Right? A lengthy introduction, which we didn't do yesterday, nor are we going to do today, would allow me to go over each one of the categories. Here's the rules. Here's the exceptions. Here are the exclusions. Over the course of this perek, so we're going to see it all. It's just going to come piecemeal. It's not going to come in one organized unit. That's just simply the way the daf works. Okay? So that's, so there's Karen. There is also Shane. That's when your animal eats somebody else's property. So that's another category within Shore. And then there's a third category, which is Rego. Rego basically is the weight of the animal landing on an item and breaking the item because of its weight. Okay. Each one of them is unique. Each one of them has specific inclusions, exclusions in terms of liability. So that's what we're going to be covering over the course of this parak. Okay, that was a somewhat of an introduction to the Masechta. Although I did most of that yesterday, but okay, let's go. Now, in order to appreciate our daf today, so really our daf is all going to be centered around one question, and that's the question of Rav Papa. Rav Papa wanted to know that we know that there are avos, we also know there are talados, by definition. If there's a main category, there are subcategories. We know that in the world of Nezikin, we know in the world of Shabbos, we know in the world of Tum and Tahara. Okay? So there are avos, there are talados. So what do we say? That the Talados are Kayotze Behem or Lav Kayotze Behem? That's the question of Rav Papa. Are the Talados going to be of the same caliber as the Av? No. So what do we know? So we know by Shabbos that the Avos and Talados are basically on par with one another. Not basically. Let's say it even better. They are on par with one another. You violate a Talad on Shabbos, violating the Talad of Shabbos is equivalent to violating the Av of Shabbos. It's kares if it's done, b'mezid, it's chiv misa if there are witnesses and warning. It's a carbon chatas if it's done b'shogeg, and that'd be true both by the Av and by the Talad as well. Okay. And we know that when it comes to Tumah, so the Talad is not like the Av. Talad and Av are totally different. Av is a source of Tumah. Talad is only a derivative of Tumah. Av can be metame. Remember, we said this yesterday. And Av is metame. Adam, Kalim. Ochlin, Mashkin. And meanwhile, when it comes to a Tolada of Tumah could only be metame, Ochlin, and Mashkin. It can't be metame, Adam, and Kalim. Okay. So we know what the extremes are. We know where Av and Tolada relationship by Shabbos. We know the Av and Tolada relationship as it relates to Tumah. So now, what is the Av Tolada relationship as it relates to Nezikin? So Rav Papa says, Yesh V'yesh. Sometimes they're the same, with the same level of liability, and sometimes there is going to be a difference between the Av and the Tolada. And so we are now at the point of discovery. That was a big statement of Rav Papa that we saw yesterday, and now we're in the big point of discovery. Where exactly, show me where the Av and the Tolada are not going to be the same, where there is going to be a qualitative difference between the Av and the Tolada. Okay, and here, by the way, if I may spoil some of the Gemara, I'd love to. And that is the vast majority of the time. For the vast majority of the time, by Nezikin, Av and Talada are going to be exactly the same. In other words, most of the time, the conclusion is going to be that Talada's Kayotze Bahen. They're going to be just like the Av. And it's only going to be in one scenario, which we're going to discover over the course of today's daf, where we say that the Talada is less than the Av. Okay? I raised this question yesterday, but as long as we're here, so when we say that the Talada is less than the Av, what exactly are we saying? Meaning we know that when it comes to an Av, so what do we say? You got to pay. In other words, that's what damages mean. Damages means that you shouldn't have done it, and you got to pay. So if we're saying that now, that the Talada is less than that, so what are we saying? So Phil wants to suggest maybe Chatzi, right? The Gemara is not clear about this particular point. Seems to be a pretty basic and fundamental point. The Gemara is not clear about it. Okay. I left it open-ended yesterday. I reissued the question. I'm also going to leave it open-ended today as well. Not because it's open-ended, but simply because I gave you food for thought, and the Gemara is not clear about that point. Okay. That was a lot already. Okay. Let's go. So Ella Tolada de Karen Kikaren, Ki Kamara Papa, Ashen Virago. So we are now on the very bottom of Beis Amid Bay. So we are looking for the Av Tolada relationship in the Zikin, where they're not the same, where the Av and the Tolada are not the same. So when it comes to Karen, as we just concluded yesterday, that the Tolada Kikaren is Kikaren. So any damages that's done with a subcategory of Karen, go back to yesterday's daf. We went over the subcategories of Karen. So anything which is a subcategory of Karen is going to have the full liability as Karen itself. Now remember, by the way, we did this yesterday, so we might as well review today. So when it comes to the damages of Karen, what do we say? Karen is unusual. It's not normal for an animal to gore. And if it does so the first time, second time, third time, chatzi nezek. You only pay half damages. And then from that point going forward, it's a muad. And now from muad going forward, you pay nezek shalem. Okay. So that exists only within the world of Karen. That doesn't exist by Shane. It doesn't exist by Rego. That's only by Karen. And that's true by the Av Karen scenario. It's also going to be true by the Tolda Karen scenario. Again, go back to yesterday's daf where the Gemara gave examples of what's Tolda to Karen. So now the Gemara says, okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to now move on. We're going to, when Rapapa said that Lav Kayotze Behem, it's going on Shane Verego. So Shane Verego Hechitziva. So the Gemara says, first and foremost, Shane Verego, they're Avos. We learned in the Brisa yesterday that they're Avos. And so if they're Avos, so what does that mean? I got to find in the Chumash. Right? And Av has to be found in the Chumash. Now, mind you, by the way, by Shabbos, you know, of course, that's not the rule. Meaning by Shabbos, right? We point this out yesterday. Right. In other words, there are 39 malachas on Shabbos. Of the 39 malachas of Shabbos, how many are written in the actual Torah itself? Okay. I'm going to say 1.5 of the 39. Okay. One for sure. The one I'm referring to is Eish. Okay. What about the other 38? The vast majority of them are not written in the Torah Bechlal. Fine. But when it comes to Nezikin, we are going to assume that in order for it to be an Av, it's got to be in the Torah, right? Either Betherish or mostly Betherish in the Torah. You'll see what I mean by that. So, Shane and Regal are Avos. They got to be in the Torah, right? Detanya. Now, I mentioned this yesterday and I'm going to say it again today. Okay? In order to really appreciate, especially the beginning of Baba Kama, so we have to know the psukim. Okay? I'm assuming we don't know the psukim, which is terrible. But in other words, we have to know the psukim. And so over here in the prakim of Chafalth and Chavbeis of Mishpatim, so those where all the psukim of Nezik are centralized, really the end of Perek Chafalth, the beginning of Perek Chavbeis. And so I'm going to move way too fast. In other words, what you want to do, what I want to do is, in other words, afterwards, go over the psukim inside, see the psukim inside. And I apologize on the front end for going too fast, but I am. So Shem Regal Hechiksiva Detanya, we learned in the following Braisa. Vishilach. So that's in Perichav Beis. That's the beginning of Perichav Beis, Pasuk Dalad. So Zaharegal. Now the word Vishilach is that the animal was sent. That's a reference to the animal applying its weight on other people's property. And in fact, you take a look at the Pasuk in Yishayahu, you'll see the word Vishilach being totally attached and associated with Regal. And this is what I meant in terms of it being in the Torah. Right, Regal's in the Torah, right? It's complicated. Meaning Vishilach is in the Torah, and then you see a pasuk in Yishayahu connecting Shilach and Regal. Okay, so it is in the Torah, but in other words, you have to look at the Torah in its totality. You have to look at the pasuk in Chumash, and then afterwards you have to look at the pasuk in Yishayahu. Okay, so Ubir is the Hashem. And you know, Bir, again, another pasuk in the Torah. So that's in Parshas Mishpatim. That's a reference to Shein. V'cheinu Omer, Kasher Yivar HaGalal Ad Tumo. And again, in order to appreciate that Bier is a reference to the animal eating, so there you're going to have to look in Malachim, and there you're going to see the Kasher Yivar HaGalal Ad Tumo. And that's a reference to the teeth. And you can see Rashi over here, how we know it's a reference to the teeth. Rashi offers not one but two separate pshatim over here in terms of how it refers to the teeth. See Rashi, we're not going to go through it right now. Anyway, I'm Amar. So over here, what do we do? So we just simply established that Shane and Regal are both Avos because we have psukim by both. Gemara for a moment now is going to just push back a little bit on we got psukim. So Amar Mar Vishilach Zuar Regal V'Chen Amar Meshachir Regal Ashor V'Chamor. So Taima Dekas Rechman Meshachir Regal Ashor V'Chamor. Halav Hachi Ma'im Ukimla Ibe Karen Ksiv Ibe Shein Ksiv. So the Gemara says, okay. So I only was able to say Shilach is a reference to Regal because of the complementary pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu. And the Gemara is bothered by a simple question. Without the complementary pasuk, what is Shilach referring to? Regal is already covered. Let's do it correctly. Yeah. Shein is already covered, and Karen is already covered. So Shein and Karen are already covered, and I have the pasuk of a Shilach. So of course it's referring to Regal, because I ain't got no other option.
Is the pasuk in general the reason why the categories are Abos versus Totos?
Yeah, in other words, for it to be an Abba, it has to have a pasuk.
That's the criteria.
That's the criteria. That's perfect. Perfect.
That's what we were talking about yesterday.
Okay. So, time of the cause of Rachmanesh Mishachi Regal Shor V'Chamor. I'm sorry, I'm just rereading the question. Halav Hachi my Mukmisla. So, E Karen Ksiv. E Shein Ksiv. So, Itzrich. So, the Gemara says, no, it's necessary. I would have told you that both the Shilach and the Bier Pasuk is both going on Shein. And Hadda Mechali Karna, Hadda Lo Mechali Karna. So, Kamash Malan. And what I could have argued is that there really are two categories of Shein. Shein in which the animal ate and did not totally destroy. In other words, did some destruction, not full destruction. That's lo mechalia karna. And the animal ate and did full destruction. That's mechalia karna. Okay. See Rashi over here. Rashi speaks extensively of why I would have, in other words, this is all a havamina, but why I would have necessarily needed two psukim to tell me to fill in these two categories. In fact, Rashi is bothered, meaning once I know that you're liable for partial destruction, so for sure you're going to be liable for full destruction, Rashi asks that question, Rashi gives an answer, see Rashi. But at least within the Havamina, I don't want to spend right now too much time with the Havamina, but within the Havamina, I could have said that both psukim are referencing Shein on those two categories. Hashadu kimna aregal, Shein de lo mechaya karna minalan. So the Gemara says, okay. So now we've opened up two categories by Shein, mechaya karna lo mechaya karna. And now we know that the pasuk by Shilach is going on Regal. So now I only have one source for Shein. Why don't I just limit that one source of Shein to only Shein de lo mechaya karna? That didn't create full destruction. So the Gemara says, do me the Regal. Ma Regal lo shna mechaya karna velo shna lo mechaya karna. Av Shein lo shna mechaya karna velo shna lo mechaya karna. So the Gemara says, look, I'll tell you why. How I know that is untenable. It's untenable because by Regal, there's no distinction to be made. Meaning by Regal, it's always going to be full destruction. And there's never going to be any compartmentalization of these two categories of full destruction, partial destruction. Although in Shein, there exists this idea. Rashi, by the way, gives the example where the animal ate your field, but in other words, it's going to grow back. As opposed to totally devastating and demolishing, not only eating the vegetation, but eating the seed as well. So in Shein, although there are these two categories, in Regal, there's not. In Regal, it's basically destroy, not destroy. In other words, it's just one category within Regal. And the Gemara basically says, well, if it's one category within Regal, so we're going to say the same thing by Shein as well. In other words, that there's going to be a liability both in Mechalia Karna and La Mechalia Karna. I know that point can be explained even better than the way I just did. But anyway, it comes out now that the Gemara for a moment just entertained the idea that we didn't need a pasuk for Shein. And the Gemara says, no, yes, we do. Okay. So we're going to do the same thing now for Shein. How do I know about Shein? Uvir, the pasuk of Uvir. And again, I take that with the complementary pasuk in Navi. So, time of the Kazrachman Kasher Yevar Galal Tumah Halav Hachi B'Ma'ukim Nala. So the Gemara says, without the complementary pasuk in Navi, what would I have thought? Meaning, again, I got the other two covered already. So, E Karen Ksiv, E Regal Ksiv, Karen and Regal already covered. So, it's the Rechta. The Gemara says, no, they're necessary. Sakadat Chamina Idvi Idi Regal. I could have thought that maybe we would need two pasukim for Regal. So, Ha De Azom Imela. And how does Shal Shluchei? So Kamash Malan. Maybe I would have thought that the one is when the animal eats and does so. We're not on chain. We're on regal now. One is where the animal goes on its own and breaking things with its weight while the animal went on its own. That's Azla Mimela and Hashal Shluche versus when it was sent out by the owner. Maybe I could have created these two categories. Then maybe I would have needed two psukim for these two categories. Hashaduki Hashain regal the Azla Mimela Minalan. So the Gemara says, okay. So now that we do have the pasuk actually applying to Shein, and now that we opened up two categories by regal, how do I know that there's liability by the two categories of regal? So the Gemara says, "Domi de Shein, ma Shein lo shna shalcha shluchi lo shna da'azom imela, af regal lo shna shalcha shluchi lo shna da'azom imela." Okay, and we're going to do the same thing that we did before, but just the reverse. By Shein, so there is no two compartments, two categories of Shein where you sent it versus Shein where it went on its own. And since those two categories do not exist by Shein, therefore they don't exist by regal as well. Okay. V'licht of rechman v'shilach v'lo bayu bir, mashma regal mashma Shein, mashma regal mishum mashachi regal shor v'chamor, mashma Shein dichsiv v'shein behemos ha-shalach mam. So the Gemara says, okay, why don't we do the following? Why doesn't the Torah just simply write the word v'shilach? And v'shilach would cover both Shein and regal. Why? Because with the word v'shilach, I have not one but two complementary psukim and navi, one of them connecting shilach to regal, and another connecting it to Shein. And if we do that, so now the Torah can conserve on its wording and generate the two categories. So the Gemara says, Yilach Kray Yisera, Hava Amina, Oha Oha, O regal, the Zeko Matsui, O Shein, the Yishana Lezeko. So the Gemara says the Torah couldn't have done that. Why? Because if I only had one pasuk, one pasuk can only generate one category. And then we're going to have to decide, well, which category is it? And I have complementary psukim and navi, one describing the shilach as regal, another describing it as shein, and they're not the same. Regal is something which is matzu. It happens all the time. Animals walk. Shein, the animal is getting benefit. So in other words, they are two different categories. And as we're going to learn over the course of this parak, over the course of this masechta, so they have with it different rules that govern it. So therefore, if I only had one pasuk, I would have had to choose. And which one do I choose? Michti, shkulenheim. So you have oshneim. The haiminai mapakta. So the Gemara says, well, why choose? Meaning, why can't we just simply say that the word v'shilach by itself, Torah just write the word v'shilach, nothing else, have the complementary two psukim and navi, and generate to both categories. And what are you telling me? We're going to have to exclude? Don't be exclusionary. So it's the rechzakadat chamina hani milech deshalach shluche. Ava azla mimele lo kamash malan. So the Gemara says, yeah, but if all I had was the word v'shilach there, and I didn't have and then have another pasuk, I would have thought for sure that the nezek of rego is only when you send it, as opposed to where it goes off on its own. And so kamash malan. That's why the Torah had to give me two psukim, one for rego, one for Shein. And therefore, we're able to conclude that even though the word for regal is v'shilach, nevertheless, you're going to be chayv if you send the animal out, and you're going to be chayv even if the animal goes out on its own. And again, just to reiterate, why? Because by Shein, there is no way, there is no dividing those two categories. So if by Shein, there's no dividing those two categories, so by regal, there's also no way to divide those two categories. Okay, that first part of today's daf, admittedly technical. Important and technical, in that now we've just simply established. In other words, we set up the question. We didn't answer the question. We just established that within Shor, there are three categories. Karen, which we discussed in yesterday's daf, and Shein v'Regel. So the first thing that we did in today's daf, and now we can pause, we can breathe for just a moment, is that we just simply established that Shein and Regel, when it comes to an animal, are two separate categories, independent categories, each one of them being its own av. Why? I have a pasuk for each one of them. And the Gemara just went through the necessary dynamics of the pasuk for each one of them, the complementary pasuk and navi that helps us define each one of them, why the Torah couldn't have generated the two categories from one pasuk, why we necessarily needed two psukim. Good. That all was just set up. Now that we're all set up, now we're going to go back to Rav Papa's question. Now we're going to ask a simple question. And that is, whether or not the Toladus are Kayotzebehem or Lav Kayotzebehem. Again, Rav Papa asserted in yesterday's daf that sometimes tolados are kayotze behen, and sometimes they're lav kayotze behen. So far, all we've seen is the tolados kayotze behen. Well, so far, the only thing we really explored is keren in yesterday's daf. Now, in today's daf and daf gimel, we're going to do shem, we're going to do regel, and we'll do others as well. So, tolados are shem mahi. So, first of all, let's establish what is going to be a subcategory of shem. Now, remember, what shem? An animal eating. But what is the characteristic trait of shem? The animal's enjoyment. The animal's enjoyment. So anytime the animal does something that benefits it, so that's going to fall under this category of shame. So ma'i nis chakika b'kosel lahanasa v'tinfa peres lahanasa. So the animal uses a wall to scratch its back. And while using the wall to scratch its back, what happens? The wall falls down. It's not your wall, somebody else's wall. So now your property just broke it. You got to pay for it. That's one example now that's going to fall under shame. Another example, animals rolling in the fruit. Again, using the fruit basically as a back scratcher. And the fruit now is filthy, dirty, no longer edible. So these are going to be examples of shame, where you're going to have to now pay. Now the Gemara says, now wait one second. These are tolados. Maybe you don't have to pay, because maybe toldosim lav kayotze behem. Now, again, by the way, I go back to this point, which I already raised this morning. I raised yesterday. If we're going to say, toldosim lav kayotze behem, are we going to say something more like what Phil's saying? Maybe chatzi nezek? Maybe we're going to say that you don't pay at all? It's very difficult to imagine. In other words, what we're saying within toldosim lav kayotze behem. But okay, but the Gemara is at least attempting to suggest it's not the same. So, first of all, we establish what they are. So the Gemara says, maishna shein. Now the Gemara basically says it's absurd to even suggest that you're not going to pay for that kind of liability, so that kind of damage. So the Gemara basically passes judgment on, it can't be. The animal that you own ate somebody else's produce or whatever, ate their whatever your animal ate, and you were supposed to safeguard your animal. That was your animal. You're responsible for your animal, and you're gonna have to pay for the damages. So these toldos are basically the same thing, and you're not gonna have to pay. Of course you're gonna have to pay. So in other words, the Gemara basically said it's untenable to suggest that that's an example of toldosim lav kayotze behem. Rather, that's a case of toldosim kayotze behem. So Ella told the shein kishein v'chi kamar papa told the rego. So here we are, and basically all we get to do now, this is great, is we get to run through the categories. By running through the categories, we're going to basically get to see for the first time in the Masechta, what are the characteristic traits of these categories? And obviously, for the vast majority of them, toldosim kayotze behem. We're up to regel. So toldo the regel, mai hi. So what's the toldo of regel? Now remember, what's the character trait of regel? Animal walks all the time. That's what animals do. They walk. And animals weigh a lot. So whenever they step on something, they're going to break it. Okay, so toldo deregel ma'hi azek begufa derech iluchach b'sara derech iluchach b'shlif. So she'aleha b'prum yeshe b'pia b'zug she b'tzavareha. So basically, the animal is, this is my term, you can like it, you cannot like it, the animal is a moving violation. Every single time it moves, so it's bound to do damage, either with its feet, or with anything that it's carrying, or the harness that's on it, it's going to be a moving violation. And so now, as the animal moves and it breaks things, so now you're going to be liable, all falling under the category of regel. So the Gemara now says, okay, so now, Rav Papa's question, these are toladas. Kayotze behem or lav kayotze behem? Gemara says, once again, it's a no-brainer. So maisha regel de hezek amatzu mamon choshmer salacha, haninami hezek amatzu mamon choshmer salacha. So the Gemara says, look, by the classic regel, by regel av version, of course you're liable because you're responsible. That's your animal and you need to be careful. You know this is a, right, 1 ton, 2 ton piece of item that the moment it goes out there, you gotta safeguard, you gotta make sure where it goes. So the same thing would be true by any of the tolados as well. So Ella told the regel, karego v'chi kamara papa told the boar. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so he saw what we just did. We went through the three categories of shor, right? Within shor, keren, shein, regel. And we said, and each one of them told us, Sam, Kai Yotze Behem. So now we got to move on. So now what other properties of yours is out there? So we know what's out there. So now we're going to see whether or not told us, Sam, Kai Yotze Behem or love Kai Yotze Behem.
The difference between Shane and Boar seems to be motivation, whether it's incidental or whether it's beneficial.
What, Shane versus Boar?
No, sorry, Shane versus Rego.
Right.
So how do we look at Kavana, the animal?
In other words, the animal's doing it for its own benefit, meaning it needs to eat.
So the scratching,
yeah.
Any contact that animal makes with an object could be Shane or Boar, depending on a Shane or a Rego, depending on the motivation.
Right, eating is much easier to see in terms of its motivation. Okay, point is well taken. I don't know. Okay, told the Boar my nihu. So Ilema av Asara and told the Tisha. So the Gemara says, first of all, what's going to be a definition of told the Boar? Again, Boar, we already went over in the beginning of the shiur today. So you dig a hole in a public place, and now someone falls into that and damages. So okay, good, that's Boar, and you're responsible and you're liable. So now the Gemara says, okay, so let's now develop this idea that there's a main category, subcategory. What's the subcategory? So maybe what you want to tell me is that it's the depth of the pit. Ten tfachim versus nine tfachim. So told the Debor Maini Uilema Avasar and told the Tisha. So maybe it's talking about the depth of the pit. We're going to learn later in the Masechta that ten tfachim, so that is going to be critical, meaning I'm talking about life-threatening. An animal, a person falls into a pit that's ten tfachim deep. So in other words, that is something that can jeopardize life. You're going to be responsible for the loss of life. Masha Inkin, if it's less than 10 tfachim, so there we're only expecting injury, not death. Okay? And therefore you'd be liable for injury, but not death. So the Gemara says, well, maybe that's the way to break it up. Lo, tisha ksive, lo tisha ksive, velo asar ksive. So the Gemara says, okay, but again, in order to make this kind of distinction, so the pasuk dictates what the av is, and if it's not a pasuk, then it's a toloda. But the Gemara says, but when the Torah says the word boar, there is a pasuk in the Torah for boar. Again, go back to my previous statement about knowing the pasukim. So there is a pasuk regarding boar. So the Gemara says, and the Torah never differentiates between the depth of the pit, whether it's 10 versus 9. So halakash of emesi yelo amarachman vikim l'rabanan asara avda misa tisha nizikin avdi misa lo avde. So the Gemara says, okay, but we can extract that the Torah is talking about where it's 10 tefachim deep. Why? Because the Torah goes on to say, v'hameis yelo, an expectation that an animal that falls into it is going to die. And again, kimle, right? The rabbis know, in other words, they have a tradition, or they tested one way or the other, they know that 10 tefachim is the expected depth in which an animal falls in, an animal is going to die. So v'zeh avle misa, and v'zeh avle nizakin. So the Gemara says, okay, but I'm still going to push back on the idea that one's an av and the other's a tolada. When the pit is 10 tfachim die, that's an av regarding death. When it's 9 tfachim deep, that's an av regarding nezek. So the Gemara says, I'm still pushing back. I don't think it's av tolada. So ela avno sakino maso shinichber shosarab mevizdiko. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. I'm with you. So as far as the pit is concerned, the pit's an av. Okay? And in terms of the depth of the pit, doesn't matter. 10 tfachim, 9 tfachim. Yeah. I understand the created expectations in terms of what's going to happen in terms of the depth of the pit. But they're both avos. So what's a tolada? Anytime you put a hazard in the Rishos HaRabim, that's a tolada. You put a knife, a stone, I'm sorry, let me go in order. A stone, a knife, a weight. You put in the Rishos HaRabim. And now someone hurts themselves on that hazard that you put in the Rishos HaRabim. So you are now in the subcategory of boar. So the Gemara says, "Hechidami idaf kareino bein l'Rav bein l'Shmuel hayna boar." So the Gemara says, "Well, if you declared it ownerless, so now according to Rav and Shmuel, it is both going to be a boar." The Gemara obviously is making reference to a machlokas coming up later in the Masechta, and I say later; it's going to be much later in the Masechta. So that's coming up basically at the midpoint of the Masechta. Okay, so I'm glossing over it for now. For now, but in other words, obviously we're going to come back to it in terms of boar, its nature. But basically, according to Rav and Shmuel, if you take a hazard, you put it in the Rishos HaRabim and declare it ownerless, it's going to fall under the category of boar, and you're going to have full liability as boar. And idolo afkarino, now let's say you were not mafkarit, So Elish Shmuel, the Amar Kulami Baro Lamanu Hainabor. Now, as far as Shmuel is concerned, you put a hazard in the Rishus Rabbim, you still maintain ownership of it. According to Shmuel, it still falls under the category of Bor. Okay. Which means now that you're going to have full liability. And Ila Rab, the Amar Kulami Shora Lamanu Hainu Shor. Now, Rav is of the position that if you take a hazard, you put in the Rishus Rabbim, you maintain ownership of it, it doesn't fall under the category of Bor, it falls under the category of Shor. But so what?
But it's not moving like Shor is. That when we differentiate between
when them. I'm totally with you. When we get to this Gemara later on, we'll analyze this machlokus later on. Right now, we're just seeing it incidentally as a question of whether or not the Toldah is like the Av or not like the Av. But the Gemara effectively says, I don't care which position you take. Whichever position you take, it's either going to be Bor, it's going to be Shor. Either way, we already know the answer. Toldah same, Kayotze Bam. We've established that already. So Maishna Bor Shekein Tchilas Asiyos Ala Nezek V'Mamon Chushmir Sa Alecha Haninami Tchilas Asiyos Ala Nezek V'Mamon Chushmir Sa Alecha. And the Gemara says, now if we're going to put it under Bor, in other words, you take a hazard, a knife, a stone, whatever hazard it is, and you put in a Rishus Rabbim, and again, whichever position you take, Shmuel or Rab, but even if I took the Shmuel position, and it falls under the category of Bor, of course you're going to be liable. In other words, the Bor, you created a hazard in the Rishus Rabbim. That was your responsibility, it's your liability. And the same thing is true with Toladas as well. So the Gemara says, okay, so we struck out on Bor. Okay, we're running out of options. Okay, so now let's suggest Mave. So, my Nihu. Okay, now for the first time, I read the Mishnah yesterday. Remember, when I read the Mishnah yesterday, I said, Mave, what is it? Wait. Okay, good, the wait's over. Okay, so here we are now on day two of the Masechta. What is Mave of the Mishnah? What's it? It's one of the Avos Tolados. It's Machlokas. Elish Mol Damar Mave Zeshein Ha'u Kimna She Told the Zeshein Kishen. And Elir Av Damar Mave Zeh Adamai Avos Mai Toldos. It's Bein. Okay, so according to Shmuel, the Mave of our Mishnah is Shein. Okay, now, I know for Shmuel it can get a little bit confusing because in our Mishnah, how do the four Nezikin work out according to Shmuel? So according to Shmuel, it's Karen, it's Mave, which is Shein. In other words, those are two that relate to the animal. It's right. Also Eish, and it's Bor. Okay. You probably noticed that according to Shmuel, so where's Regel in our Mishnah? Okay, hold that thought, meaning we'll come back to that. According to Rav, the Mava of our Mishnah is Adam. Now, for Rav, it's a little bit strange also, our Mishnah. Again, all this we're going to discuss in more detail. Just right now, I'm just spelling it out. I'm just setting it up. This is just set up. According to Rav, Mave is Adam, which means that in our Mishnah, what are the Avos, Arba Avos Nezikin? We're talking now about you damaging other people's property, but three of them deal with your property damaging other people's property. One of them is talking about you damaging other people's property. As far as you damaging other people, right. As far as you damaging other people, once again, that's later in the Masechta, much later in the Masechta. That's eighth parak. But for Rav, however, meaning the Mishnah is not as organized as Shmuel, in that according to Shmuel, it's all property damage. Your property doing damages to others. Whereas according to Rav, you have of the four categories in the Mishnah, one sticks out like a sore thumb, meaning it's not your animal, it's not your pit, it's not your fire, it's all that plus it's also you. Okay, anyway. But according to Rav, Damar Mav is it, I'm sorry. So my nihu. Elish Shmuel, I'm just rereading. Damar Mav is Shein Ho Kimna Shetolda the Shein Kishain. And Ela Rav Damar Mav is Adamai Avos my Tolados Ispe. Now, if you're gonna go like Rav, that Mav is a reference to people. Now come on. There's no Av and Tolada when it comes to you damaging other people's property. There's you and then of course there's you. There's no subcategory of you. V'chitem av ner v'tolada yashen. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we can separate you in terms of your states of consciousness. Meaning maybe av is where you're fully awake and fully conscious. And tolada is when you're sleeping. So the Gemara says, v'atanan adamur la'olam b'ner ben yashen. The Gemara says, okay, but the Mishnah Chavav, which God willing, we're going to be seeing in less than 4 weeks. So that Mishnah Chavav is that when it comes to you and your liability, Adam Uad La'olam. You're always liable for every action that you do. You're always responsible. Oops, I'm sorry, it was an accident. Okay, that might hurt, that might help him in terms of his feelings. But when we're talking about Nezikin, by the way, when we get to the eighth paragraph, we're going to talk about feelings. But in other words, but in terms of Nezek, you broke it, you pay for it. Oh yeah, but it was an accident. By Nezek, there's doesn't matter. Adamur la'olam. You're always going to be responsible for every action you do. We're not going to be able to subcategorize. Well, I was awake versus, well, I was sleeping. Okay, so. Ela kicha v'neo. So the Gemara says, well, maybe what happened is that you were in a Rishus HaRabim and you spit. You spit into the street and then someone slipped on your spit. So the Gemara says, really, hechidami iba, did the azli kamaske, so havi kocha. And e basa denayach, bein l'rab, bein l'shmul, hain abor. So the Gemara says, well, wait 1 second. Meaning, if the spit went from your mouth right onto somebody doing damage, okay, however it did the damage, so that is kocha, that's your force. Anything which is a direct force of you is you, right? Your force is you. And if it landed on the floor and then someone slipped on it afterwards, so that's bor. That's a subcategory of bor. You created a hazard on the street. And we already know what the halach is regarding bor. Toldo same kayotze bahem. So hechidami, iba, I read that. So haina bor. Ela toldo de mave kemave vechikamara papa toldo de ish. Okay, so toldo de mave is like mave. And now we're finally up to the last of the Dalet of us Nezikin, and that's Eish. So told Eish, my inuile mo'avno sakino maso.
I don't know what definition of mav is after all this subject.
We're never going to know, meaning it's a machlokus. The definition of mav is a machlokus. And we're going to talk more about the machlokus in the upcoming days. But in other words, all we're litigating today is whether or not told Osem kayotzbehem or lav kayotzbehem. In the course of that discussion, we need to know what mav is, but of course, you're right. We're never going to know because it's a machlokus. But in other words, we treated both sides of the machlokas. So Ela told the mave kemave v'chi kamara papa told the deish. So the Gemara says told the deish mainihu. The Gemara says great. What is the tolad of deish? Ilem avno sakino umaso shi inichu berosh kago v'naflo beruch mitzuya v'ziko hechidami. So the Gemara says, okay, so what did I do? I left a knife on the top of the roof. Windy day. And now the wind picked up the knife and sent the knife flying. And now what did the knife do? So Ibaha did the Azakamaske, so did the knife now just basically pierce somebody or their property. So Hainuesh, so that's fire. Meaning that has the same property of fire. Maishna ish to koach acher mu'ura behem. So v'mamon choshmur salacha, haninami, koach acher mu'ura behem, mamon choshmur salacha. So Ella told the deish keish. So the Gemara says, look, fire is admittedly, it's not living and breathing, but it moves along. In other words, what the wind's going to do is the wind's going to push the fire. Also, the fire's going to push the fire, but regardless. In other words, a fire moves, you know, based on assisted forces of nature. So too, if your knife is on the rooftop and the wind picks it up and sends it flying, so now that is tantamount to fire, and I don't see the difference. If by fire you have full liability, so the flying knife is also going to have full liability. So told the same, told the deish keish. V'chi kamara papa told the rego. So the Gemara says, rego kimna told the rego karego. The Gemara says, okay, but I've been paying careful attention. And you can't get me back to rego. Meaning we already covered rego. We've done that already. In other words, we know told the rego karego. So why would you take me back there? So the Gemara says, okay. So b'chati nezik sroros deuchasa gemiri la. So the Gemara says, so here's what we're going to say. And then we're going to say that we're talking about Chatzi Nezik Tzroros, Hilchasa Gemirila. So the Gemara says, even though we're saying regal, we don't mean regal. In other words, if it's regal, classic regal, so classic regal told the same Kayotze Behem like we said earlier. What we're going to now introduce now is a brand new category. Again, if you've gone through the Masechta already, you know this. But if not, so introduction. In other words, there's now a new category within the world of Nezikin, but it's not, even though it's a new category, it's not Avos Nezikin. It's not one of the main categories. Why? Because it's not written in the Torah. How do we know about it? Halach LaMoshe MiSinai. And it's Tzroros. What's Tzroros? Your animal steps on a stone or a pebble. And now that force that's created, so what's that force going to do? So it's going to create propulsion. And that stone now is going to go flying. And that flying stone that went off the foot of your animal goes and does damage, and it breaks something. So you have to pay for it, but you only have to pay half damages. Okay. So, In other words, it's not coming directly from the foot of the animal. That would be regel. And it's only coming from the force that's generated. But it's not force generated by you. It's force generated by your animal. So welcome now to the new category of what's called tsroros. So tsroros is now going to be where we're going to call it an av. And again, by the way, it's strange to call it an av because, right, like Alan pointed out earlier this morning, we don't have a complimentary pasuk that really speaks this out. But nevertheless, it is going to be its own category. And now here's what we're saying. In that particular case, toldoseim lav kayotze behem. Now, so let's see the Gemara. So bechatzin as tsroros deyachusa gemira la. So amaykar relay told the regal. So l'shalem in aliyah. So the Gemara says, okay, now we're saying that it falls under the category of regal, meaning it's gonna behave like regal. I don't really mean behave, meaning it's going to be organized like regal. That's better. Organized like regal. What does that mean? So we're going to learn together. It's the first time we're seeing this now. Again, like I said in the beginning of today's shiur, so much information is coming to us via piecemeal. And then what we have to do is we have to put together the whole puzzle. So, but here we go. And that is that by regal? So what do we know by regal? There's no cap. Okay? And it is uncapped in terms of the amount of damage that you're going to be liable for. Your animal walks on other people's property and it damages, regardless of how much your animal cost, you're going to have to pay whatever the damage is without any cap whatsoever. You see, we're going to learn together that when it comes to Karen, the damage done by Karen is going to be capped. What's the cap going to be set at? Whatever the value of your animal is. Oh. And it's not going to exceed the value of your animal. So damages done by a Karen is going to be capped damages, but damages via regal is going to be uncapped. Ah. Now what we're saying is, although it's tsroros, it's really its own category, but we're going to treat it like regal, and that it's going to go uncapped. So l'shalom in aliyah. V'hami by rava da by rava chazin as a tsroros migufo mishalom omen aliyah mishalim. So the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. Rava asks this very question in terms of whether or not tsroros is going to be capped or uncapped. So the Gemara says, l'rava mi baile l'rava papa pshita lei. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rava did ask the question because Rava was unsure. Rav Papa was not unsure. So the Rava de mi ma'ele ma'ikarele told her the regal. So the Gemara says, well, according to Rava, why would we call tsroros a subcategory of regal? Meaning everyone has it as part of the tradition that tsroros falls within the purview of regal. Well, according to Rav Papa, why? So according to Rav Papa, it's there to teach me that it's uncapped, just like regal. But according to Rava, who's not sure about that point, so why put it under the category of regal? So lepotcha b'rishus harabim, because as we're going to learn together, when it comes to regal is not going to be chayav in rishus harabim. Regal is only going to be chayav when the animal goes onto other people's property, but not within the rishus harabim. Again, that's something specific and unique to regal, so that's going to be true by regal. It's also going to be true by tsroros as well. Okay, good. Okay, we're gonna pause here because we just really finished the whole section. Tomorrow we'll pick it up at the two dots. Let's quickly recap. Let's review. Where are we right now? So in a lengthy Q&A of the Gemara, it's one question and a lengthy answer. Rav Papa asked a question that we say, when it comes to tolados of Nezikin, there are four avos Nezikin, there are tolados. So tolados kayotzeben, lav kayotzeben. That was a question that Rav Papa asked soon after we learned the mission yesterday's daf. And now after two dapim, Bezin Gimel and Baba Kama, so effectively, the answer is that toldoseim ka yotze bayhem. That's true with all the three subcategories of shor, Karen, Regal, Shane. We say toldoseim ka yotze bayhem. It's also going to be true by Bor. It's also going to be true by Eish. Now by Mava, we're not sure what Mava is. The Machlokas Amoraim. Either way, toldoseim ka yotze bayhem. Okay, so where are we right now? So there's only one left in which we're going to apply the rule of Rav Papa, and that's going to be Tsreros, where we say, Tol Tosem, Lav Kayotze Behem.